Good morning. Welcome to the roundtable and to our panel discussion for this Friday morning. Yes, thank God it's Friday. Not only is it Friday, but it is a holiday weekend, so that's good news. And we are excited, and we're excited because we have exciting news regarding the fund drive and the lockbox that we'll be working on today, and we'll get all of that done. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC if you want to get in early. So let me just quickly introduce, weirdly, our entire Friday panel bailed on us. So, but on Monday, Libby said, can I come in the studio? And I said, well, we're not ready yet. Like, give us another day. And then we started having guests in the studio on Tuesday. And so when we realized that nobody was coming in, we called up and said to Libby, you can be the sole guest.
Thanks a lot, says Libby.
Hey.
And she's, I believe her exact words to me were yippee skippy.
That's right. They were.
Yes.
They were. I'm very happy.
So that is good news. So Libby Post, who is a political consultant, our dear friend, has been with us since the inception of this program, and we are thrilled to have her as our panelist this morning with, of course, Dr. Alan Shartok. Alan, you would like me to read a total, and then you will take it from there, is my understanding.
We're going to do as Mario's dad put it. We're going to push her up.
Yes,
we're going to push her up, and we're going to do it today because we have to do it today.
We got a weekend, a holiday weekend.
Okay, let me tell you
Let me tell you where
we're at, folks. The last time we did this, we came into the last day. We needed $200,000 to make it.
Yeah.
And we made it. And yeah, we made it in record time.
Yeah, the money, it before 11 o'clock.
Yeah. The money came pouring in. People were saying, okay, we love you and we want this to succeed and we're going to make it succeed. And it happened. But if we can't do it today, then we're going to do it on Tuesday, obviously.
Right.
I'd love it to. Now, you said a mouthful, Joe. Last time we did this, and we ended on a day like today, it took $200,000, and before 11 o'clock, all that money was in.
Right.
And everybody likes to begin on the end. I get that, and I think it's really important. So we're going to do it today.
Now, let me just give you—
Mario's father said, we're going to push her up.
Now, let me just give you a total of where we are right now.
Please,
and then you
Joe
can riff off that, Alan, and tell us where we need to go between now and when we're done here. But $751,085 is what we have in the bank
right
now.
Now, we have a couple of challenges. However, I want you all to know, people are calling in with challenges, and if you can be one of them, that'll make it go faster. So if you've got a challenge and you want to let us know, that would be terrific. And you say, Joe?
No, if you've been listening over the last few days, you know how important the challenges
have been.
We ripped through so many over the last, yesterday alone, but they have been so instrumental and so helpful in us making this. So, yeah, if you can help with $2,000 or $5,000 or $10,000, we had a $20,000 the other day. If you can do something like that, that would be amazing and extremely helpful and almost ensure that we could end this before the holiday weekend.
Or put another way, please. You know what I mean?
So we're begging you.
Please, if you can do a challenge this morning, that would be magnificent. And speaking of challenges,
yes,
Joe, you just heard our best friend. We have always had two people who were the symbol of WAMC. One of them, of course, was Pete. And Pete's gone now, but much on our minds. And the other one is absolutely here and absolutely fantastic, and that is our Natalie Merchant. Natalie Merchant wanted us to know that she's listening, that she thinks this is a grand undertaking. And she said, I'll tell you what. Look, I want this thing over with because I feel your pain. I know that how hard you guys are working. So she said, let me put up $10,000 from our Natalie Merchant. $10,000 if you can do it today. And that's going to be a hard thing to do. We want to please Natalie. The last thing we want to do is tick her off. That is for sure, because she is the symbol of our authority. And she is just a magnificent human being. You know, she is a terrific, singer. We play her stuff. You walk through the Chartok kitchen, and Natalie is always there. We're always playing her. But today, we're honoring her, and we're saying, Natalie, if you care this as much about this station, so will everybody else. So today is Natalie Merchant Day. She's putting up $10,000. We have to do this by 12 o'clock today, Joe, and that's not going to be easy. So we're going to try our best. We have $200,000 that we have to make, basically. We can, if everybody decides that today is the day. For me, you know, today or Tuesday, whatever, would be okay. But Natalie, it's our Natalie, and we want to please her.
And by the way, we can do it by 12 o'clock, but we can do it earlier, too.
Yes, we could.
Yeah.
We could do it by 11 o'clock.
Yeah, that'd be great.
We could do it by 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
But this is great. This is great. Okay, so our wonderful Natalie, today's the day. The telephone number is 1-800-323-9262. Again, 1-800-323-9262. Or you can go to the preferred way is if you can see a way clear, to go to WAMC.org. Then you get registered immediately. There's no foul up in terms of what you said or any of the rest of this stuff. So in the meantime, I want to thank the wonderful people at WAMC who work here, who are answering the phones. So you may get Ian Pickus, you may get Jim Lavoulis, you may get... All I can tell you is that the staff has been phenomenally helpful.
Jordan Yoxall and Yoxall. Jessica Denier.
I want to say Vauxhall, but it's Yoxall.
Yoxall. Why?
I don't know.
Yeah, Yoxall. Meaning why?
Oh, yeah. No, I hear you. Okay, so to Natalie, we love you, Natalie. And we're going to try to please you. And we're going to try to make it clear to everybody that with your help, we can do this and we can set yet another record. Little over $200,000 to go. We can do this if everybody decides that today is the day. And once you do, we'll make it. I know that. So it's Alan. I'm asking you to do what you can. Libby, you're looking from the outside. What are you seeing?
Well, I'm seeing that Natalie Merchant has been incredibly generous to the Capital Region. She's been incredibly generous to WAMC, and that she really stands up for candidates, too. I mean, last night she did a benefit concert for Gwen Wright, who's running for county executive over in Rensselaer County. I think she did one for another candidate last year. I mean, she really stands up, and she stands up for the principles that we all believe in.
And you know
it's
what?
A great thing.
You know what, Libby? You're so right. The night that Pete died, she was there with him.
Wow.
I know that. And, you know, that's the legacy that we all feel and the gratitude that we have for Natalie Merchant, who is not only a great singer, as you indicate, but a great person, a great, wonderful person with a lot of guts.
Has always been that person that if we were going to do a concert and try to make a lot of money in really tough fund drives where we could call her up and say, would you please? And she always does. And in this case is doing a beautiful, wonderful challenge and helping us and the fund drive on this Friday morning. And wouldn't it be nice not to have, you know, when you have that to-do list, you want to check everything off.
Sure,
wouldn't it be nice to go into a holiday weekend and know that you don't have anything else hovering over you as far as the money that we need to make for this fund drive?
Yeah, and we want to do it not only for Natalie, but also for you, Joe. We know that Kelly had been ill and that you want to pay as much attention to her as you possibly can. And we send our love and our affection out to her.
We both appreciate it.
She is the best.
She is, and it'd be nice to just not have to worry about, to just focus on that. But hey, look, but the thing, to your point earlier, though, we can do this. We know, we've done it before. We can do it again. It's just everybody coming together.
We have. And we have the best audience in the whole world who really do give a damn. You know, this is not some wild, big, personal bureaucracy, you know, in which, you know, we have Libby. For goodness sake, we have Libby. She is our wonderful.
God's sakes, we have Libby.
Oh, folks, you know, this is if there's ever a time to give, today is it.
Yeah, and we have.
This station is too important to all of us and too important to the values we all believe in. And
thank you, Libby. I knew when I had you in class all those times.
Three classes, yes.
That was a lot of times.
It was.
There were those people who think Libby majored in chart talk.
sort of, kind of, maybe.
Okay, so thank you to Libby. Thank you to Natalie. Thank you to all of you who understand how imperative it is that we get this thing going. To Natalie, thank you.
So we're ending the fund drive. That's what we need to do. And right now, do you want...
If 200 people give $100,
we're done.
Basically that's it, right? Is that right?
Yeah. 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 Mm-hmm. I'll have to ask you how you want me to...
yes, please.
Give you... how do you want me to give you the totals?
No, just give them to me. Tell me what, in your usual way...
Because we have $753,000 right now.
Yeah.
And then with the 10, that would mean we would need...
And there are a couple of other challenges, let's face it.
Yeah. So are you saying...
So basically, countdown from 200,000.
Gotcha.
Okay?
That's
great. Natalie, thank you. Libby, thank you. All of you, everybody out there who is part of this extended family, and that's what we are, an extended family who care about our people, who care about Joe, who care about Kelly, who care about all of the people who are so important to us. We can end this now and let every phone ring, 1-800-323-9262, or go to WAMC.org and put it in that way. Now, I expect a lot of phones are going to be ringing right now. So what I'm asking you to do, if you can see way clear, go to WAMC.org and say, count me in. Let's go. Let's make this happen. Let's set yet another record. Look, there's some people out there who, you know, they think, well, they think we're communists.
yeah, I know what yeah, those are, and that's not the case here, folks, really. Yeah.
There's people out there who think we're communists.
So wherever you are.
So given their honor.
Yes, that's a good way of putting
it. Just given their honor, like we raise money when people protest Planned Parenthood, given honor of those, all those people who think we're commie, pinko, blah, blah, blahs, in their honor, and so that we can keep doing what we're doing.
That's a great way of putting it, Libby, and I have such respect for you. So anyway,
you know, if 1,900 people,
yeah,
how many people are listening right now?
Oh, well, we know there are tens of thousands of people listening right
now. So if 1,900 of those people...
Yeah.
I mean, we know at any given time, like, we could do half a million. So if we also know that 1 out of 10 people actually give, that is rather universal. Our numbers may skew a little bit higher, but not a lot higher.
Well, I don't know. We have 500,000 people who are listening to this radio station every month. So go figure. I mean, look, but the way I think we ought to look at this is my radio station, all of us. We all look at what our contribution can be, and we all say, are there things of value that we value, that I value? I value my radio station, and I'm there for the roundtable every morning. And you say, here's from Shirley in Pelham, Mass. I'm an 83-year-old fan who lives in a bedroom community of Amherst, Massachusetts. Have I ever told you how much I love Amherst? Namely, Pelham, Massachusetts. Each and every one of you, that's right, Joe, Pelham, 1, 2, 3. Each and every one of you has the superb character, smarts, and personality that makes listening to my favorite radio station such a pleasure. I love your program and listen most of the day. Thank you so much. Shirley, thank you for saying that. And Rich and Diana of Voorheesville, in honor of our sons, Thomas, Eli, and Luke. Now, those are beautiful names. And Anonymous from Oneonta, New York.
About 30 seconds.
Okay, you got me through the other guy in the pandemic. Big thanks. Okay.
The other guy.
The name that will not be spoken.
I listened to the news programs, This American Life, American Roots, and Hudson River and Sampler, among others. And PJ of Caroga Lake says, thanks for bringing us timely, truthful news and information. And Diane of Amherst, Massachusetts, thank you for amazing programming and dedication to excellent journalism. And Iden of Clinton Corners, Alan, keep going after the gonos. I didn't sin.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we will continue. We have a lot to do here. We have to raise about $195,970 to finish the fund drive. So we need you. 1-800-323-9262. We have until noon today to do this, but we can end it earlier than that. Everybody putting their nose to the grindstone, as it were. 1-800-323-9262, WAMC.org. When we come back, we will continue our conversation with Alan and Libby and your phone calls and comments, WAMC.org. Well, thank you. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC, 1-800-323-9262.
So this is how the sausage is made.
Yes, this is how the sausage is made. If you wondered, like, wow, they were playing that music for a really long time. That's also, we could do math.
Yeah.
And folks, you should have seen it. It was higher math at its best.
Well, as right. Joan Rivers beautifully put it, okay. Can't count till 21 unless I'm naked. Go ahead.
I have some news. As you know, Natalie Merchant put up an amazing amount of money. This is Natalie Day. $10,000 is a challenge if we can do it. So by today. So let's everybody try because we really don't want to blow this. This is really important. Now, Amy and Matt Davidson. Of the J.M. Kaplan Fund, just called. She said, I love the drive. There are those people who do, and we love her for that. And she said, okay, we'll do $5,000 in addition. So now there's 15 if we can do this. She wants us to do it. Natalie wants us to do it. Now the pressure is really on us to deliver. That's not going to be easy. But, Joe, about how much do we have to raise?
$195,858. So 1,958 people.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen.
And we'd be done.
And ladies and gentlemen, I want to remind you who we are. We're a family. We together came up with WAMC when it couldn't survive. In 1979, the medical college was letting it go, and they gave us our chance, and we had nothing. We may have had your grandparents, we may have had your parents, but we had nothing. I remember those days. And we went to some of the wealthiest people in the region, and they said, no, we're sorry. You know, basically, we really can't help. And so we did what we had to do. I would like to take credit for it, but there is no credit other than to say we did what we had to do. We put one foot in front of the other, and we came to you. We came to your families. We came to the people who are listening right now and to the people who are now gone, who we love so much. And they were the family. That's who it was. So we have 500,000 people. 500,000 people. That's an amazing number listening to what is now the most popular radio station in the region. The most popular. When we were number 13, Dave Gilletly was very happy, and he came to me and said, we're 13. But now we're number one. So we know we have people who value it, who think it's their radio station, and it is, and who are going to do everything in their power to save it. So if you can do something, anything, because we have how much to go, Joe?
194,000.
So, ladies and gentlemen, if you can be one of those, we'll make it. But if you hold back, Well, Donald Trump will be elected president. One way or another. Well, no, I'm just simply saying it's when people turn their backs, when they walk away, mm-hmm. when they say, oh, you know, Hillary will win.
That's
Everybody
right. We don't have
Hillary
to worry about
win.
It.
What'd
right.
you say?
We don't have to worry about it.
You do. You do. Because it's your station. It's that simple. Without you, we are nothing. And so if everybody could just go to a phone now, or better yet, because we are limited in the number of people who can take the phone calls, but we'll take them at 1-800-323-9262, or you can go directly to WAMC.org and do it that way. We love you, we trust you, and we know we can do this today. So that means everybody doing something now. Again, to Natalie Merchant, $10,000 if we can do this. To Amy and Matt Davidson, our wonderful friends, who really do love the fund drives. And they are saying we'll put another $5,000 on top of that. And ladies and gentlemen, just in case you think these are all arranged 10 years in advance, that phone was just hot. And there was our wonderful Amber taking the call from Amy.
Which I would like to add, you had made a plea for challenges, and that was the fruit of your labor. We still need more challenges. So if you can help out in these final hours of our fundraising, that would be very helpful.
And if anybody doesn't understand what challenges do, people love challenges. They stop me in the street and say, "Did we make the challenge? Did we?" And I love that. Do we make the challenge, meaning all of us? And so if you can do something, if somebody can put a little bit more money into that challenge pot, it will help even more. But Natalie Merchant has done it for us today. She's $10,000. And on top of that, Amy and Matt Davidson, another $5,000. So there's $15,000 riding on this, and we hope you'll be there. Joe, over to you.
1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC, 1-800-323-WAMC. And we just really need you now because we want to end the drive, obviously, before the holiday weekend. We didn't, quite frankly, I don't think I'm telling tales out of school, but we didn't think that was possible. And then you became so incredibly generous, and now it's sort of possible. So right now we need 1,928 people at $100 each. So $192,000 and we're done.
And Joe, I have my own reasons. I want to do it for you and for Kelly and for our loved ones who are just like you, so important to us that as a family, we're all together.
Thank you. Well, I'll tell you, it's 190, if we have 1,928 people, and the point I was trying to make earlier, I think when we started going down this was, if you have 500,000 people listening, can you find 1,900 of them?
It's not a lot.
To give $100
who
have not even given anything before. And we know just by statistics that like 90% of the people haven't given. So if you're listening every day and you love it and you enjoy it and you can give $100 or $10 or $20 or $50 or whatever you can give, that's very helpful.
But you know, Joe, you're absolutely right. But you know, I don't want to focus on the ones who haven't given. I want to focus on all those who have made this their radio station.
That have gotten us to the $800,000 point in the drive.
That's
amazing.
They are great and they are wonderful. You know, everybody has to know in their own mind, am I going to support what I listen to? Am I going to support what's important to me? The answer, of course, is yes. And it's because you use it. It's that simple. We couldn't have it without you. So I'm just saying, that's S-A-Y-I-N, apostrophe.
Just saying.
I'm just saying, wherever you are, please, call your mother, call your brother, call everybody you can and get them and volunteer. Now, Joe, I know we have to do some substance of work today.
We do, and we'll do that right after a break. I just want to remind people a couple of things. First of all, last call, because we're ending the fund drive, but if you want to help out one of the things that we're doing for every donation of $100 to WAMC's fund drive in honor of the food pantries for the Capital District, WAMC will provide personal hygiene products for those who use the food pantries for the summer months. So that is really important.
In other words, instead of taking a shmata or
a tote bag, a mug, a cap, whatever.
This will be your thing. And not only that, Joe, you're absolutely right. We are in a great spot because Emily Fisher, our wonderful friend in Massachusetts, has said, you know what? I'll do the same thing for our food bank.
Yeah, they're doing food. This one's doing personal hygiene items, but it's all wonderful. It's all helping our neighbors. It's all helping people in our community. We also have the carbon certificates from the Adirondack Council that we talked about.
What are those, Joe?
Well, so you retire carbon from the air. So instead of the big bad polluters getting the carbon allowance certificate for a $100 pledge, you get the carbon allowance certificate.
And they can't.
And then it's retired, and then you. It doesn't mean, by the way, it doesn't mean you can pollute. No, it means that it's retired, and that way that stuff doesn't go into the air, so the big bad polluter doesn't get it. You get it. They send a beautiful certificate. That's $100. So these are all the things that we're doing to try to incentivize you to end the fund drive.
Yep. But the greatest incentive of all, and we all know it, is being able to get up in the morning and turn the round table on and be part of this radio station. I can't tell you how many people have written to us today saying, and all while we've been doing this from Monday on, have been saying, you know, I listen all day long. It's always there for me. I always think, Livia, I'm sure you've heard this story from me before, but I always think...
Act like you haven't.
I always think of the lady who wrote to us years ago and said, I came into Albany and I was in a desolate apartment. There wasn't a stick of furniture. I had my radio under my arm. I sat down. I plugged it in and I heard WAMC and I knew I had a friend.
Yeah.
And that's you, folks. That's everybody's got this friend that's always there for you. Think about it. Every time you get in the car and you turn the car on, sometimes you don't even have to turn the radio on. And there is this radio station, which is there for you. So if each person could just put something in, whether it's $1,000, whether it's $100, whether it's $50, whatever you can do, we need you now, and we really need you now to end the fund drive. Go ahead.
$190,000 is what we need to end the fund drive.
Wow.
So we've made over $10,000. So we need you. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we will do some things of substance, but please keep the phones ringing, keep going online, keep helping us, and we'll make this morning, hopefully. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. You can do it online, wamc.org. We'll be right back. Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our panel discussion. We are making money for the fund drive, and we're filling the lockbox. So $189,000. So
we need 1,800 people, something like that?
Yes, 1,800 people. 1,800
people.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not going to make it this way. We can make it if we all decide together we're going to do it. I've given you the rationale for it. It is your radio station. You made it. If you haven't yet put something in, please put something in. If you can do something extra, do it. But now is the moment. We have a little over an hour and 9 minutes. Is that right, Joe?
Yeah.
Yeah, to do this in. And that means everybody has got to really get going.
We may be able to go to extra innings if we have to.
We can, if we can make it. But we all need to put this together and make this happen so that each person will be responsible for keeping this radio station alive. And we know you can do it, and you have done it so many times before, but this is the moment when either we make it or we'll be back on Tuesday. Nobody wants to do that. We have a $10,000 challenge from Natalie Merchant. We have our wonderful friends Amy and Matt Davidson of the J.M. Kaplan Fund. who and Amy says, I love the drive, and we love her. 1-800-323-9262 or WMC.org.
All right, so we want to shoehorn in some news here and do the panel because people say, "What are you talking about? What's going on in the news?" Well, we will. That's why we invited Libby here, for goodness sakes, to talk to Alan about all this cool stuff. So roughly half of New York voters support New York Governor Andrew Cuomo as he faces down investigations into allegations of sexual harassment and his administration's handling of COVID-19 in nursing homes. And oh, by the way, there is Bookgate. There's a lot of stuff. So 49% of voters surveyed last week by Siena College Research Institute said Mr. Cuomo shouldn't resign, a slight decrease from the 51% of respondents who in April said the governor should stay. The poll showed that Mr. Cuomo's approval rating appears to have stabilized since March, when many of his fellow Democrats called for him to step down and the Democrat-dominated state assembly launched an investigation that could lead to his impeachment. The key indication in the latest survey offered a mixed bag for the governor. While the percentage of poll respondents who said he should resign increased, the share of voters who said they were prepared to reelect him rose to 37% from 33%. So figure that one out. Alan?
Well, it's all about, is there an opponent?
Right. And there isn't.
And I don't think that there is. Obviously, Letitia James will be on the books. There are people, state senators, who obviously, are ready to move ahead, who are doing everything in their power to dirty Cuomo. Let's put it this way. I wouldn't want to be Cuomo, never have been wanted to be him, and I wouldn't want to be them. I wouldn't want to be them right now. So this guy's fierce, and that's why I gave him the nickname all those years ago, Tough Guy Andrew, and that is what he is. He's tough.
He is tough, and he's a survivor, and I a political survivor, I want to make that clear. I watched part of his press conference yesterday when he talked about digging under the Grand Central Station. Yep. And they're going to make a concourse and, there's going to be a city down there or whatever it was. And, I mean, this man has done, in the crisis communications mode of things, he has been textbook in terms of sticking to the message. For in a political crisis, you stick to the message, you just, follow through, you tunnel through, you get your message out there, you don't get distracted by, it's like he's in a political campaign. He's not being distracted by the naysayers or all the other stuff that's going on. And his numbers are rising. And you know what? I think he'll get reelected.
It's business as usual.
It really is business as usual for him. I mean, he is tough. He is a political survivor, and he knows what he's doing. And the people around him are staying on message as well. And he's actually doing things. I mean, he wasn't crippled. He wasn't paralyzed by all of this, which is what many, many politicians would become totally paralyzed.
They'd quit.
By it.
They'd right. be out of there
yeah.
right now.
And he was not. And he hasn't been. And he's just keeping doing what he's doing.
No, none of this should be viewed, what Libby's saying or what I'm saying, as an endorsement of Cuomo. Look, he's done some things which raise a certain amount of questions. But he really is sticking with it. And yeah. I don't see how he gets beat. Do you think Tish James has the guts to oppose him in a primary?
No, I don't think. I think she likes doing what she's doing, and I think that it's a little too early for her to get out that way. I mean, she was very quiet until all of this stuff happened. She was his pick, and so she has been. She was quiet until all this stuff happened. Now she's focusing on the name that shall not be spoken, that used to be after the word president. So she's going after him as well.
45.
45. What a horrible thing to do to that number. But nonetheless, I don't think so. She's pretty astute, can read the political tea leaves. If he doesn't get impeached, that thing is going very slowly. That investigation is going very slowly. I just don't see it happening.
And that's what I was just going to ask both of you, which is, that is an assumption that this impeachment inquiry does not go further than
where it is right
where
now.
Where it is right now.
Right.
Meaning it takes a very long time. It raises some questions, but does it actually do enough to have the legislature impeach the governor of the state of New York?
Well, it would be most unusual if they did that. And I think they would have to proceed at their own risk. I wouldn't want to be on the other side of Andrew, tough guy Andrew, at this stage of the game.
Not only that, they're going after him on sexual harassment. You know, it's not like everybody down there is a choir boy.
I should say. I've been around long enough to know
You
that.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I work with these people. I love most of them. But there's plenty of harassment that goes on.
And always has.
Right. I mean, you know, I was worked there in the 80s, and it was really pretty bad, and that's one of the reasons I left. But, you know, it's part of the culture. So here they are. And they've taken stands against sexual harassment, and they passed the bills and all that sort of stuff, which is lovely. But has there been wholesale culture change around this? Probably not.
Okay.
And so they impeach him for this. They open up for those of the elected officials who do it themselves. They're then opening things up for their own behavior.
So, dear experts, then what does that mean if you were, and this is to Alan's point earlier, that I would just like to clarify. So if you were one of the legislators who said he should step down, he does not deserve to be governor of this state.
Right.
And now you have the people behind you saying, yeah, we think he should be. What does it mean for them?
Well, all I can tell you is if I were one of the people who's making these accusations in the legislature, as Livia has so poignantly indicated, I would take a look at my own the way I have proceeded. I would also, frankly, sleep with the light on.
But whatever do you mean?
Yeah. Well, it's hard then for to think because. I'm just struck by what Libby was saying, what both of you were saying actually, but the fact that you keep going and you just say ignore the man behind the curtain and people do, you can sort of get away with it, can't you?
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know if he can get away with the behavior, the sexual harassment behavior, but he can certainly get away with just maintaining his position and getting beyond it. You know, just getting beyond it so he can continue to do the work that he was put there to do. And you know what? He is. That's the thing. You can't fault him for the work he's doing. You know, I mean, you know, people can make whatever statements they want about, oh, you know, you can get free tuition if you get your, you know, your vaccine or a lottery ticket or, you know, free admission to the track. I really don't care. I want everybody to be vaccinated. Whatever it takes to get everybody who needs to be vaccinated, fine. He's doing his job. He's doing the infrastructure stuff. Government is still working. You know, I mean, and that's what we put him in there for. I'm not making excuses for his behavior, folks. Don't even go there. But that's what we put him there for, is to do the work of the people. And as far as I'm concerned, that is still happening.
But, Alan, doesn't that in some way mean that he does kind of get away with it if the people are saying, okay, I realize all this stuff is going on, but what Libby's saying is the job's getting done and that's more important?
Put succinctly, yes, that's what it means. In other words, he will have toughed it out. I believe, and so does Libby, I think, without putting words in her mouth, that he has a very good chance, if they do not impeach him, of running again and winning another time.
No Republican is going to get elected statewide in New
York.
And
who are they putting up? Who are
I know,
Republicans
they're putting up
some
Trump light. They're
some
putting
guy
up Zeldin.
Some guy from Long Island who's a Trumper?
Yeah, right. I mean, Lee Zeldin. You know, I mean, he's not.
And Giuliani. You know, don't forget Giuliani.
Oh, yeah, Andrew. Do you remember him at the swearing
in? I do.
Who
oh,
can
my
forget
God.
It?
I was like.
He's a little kid, and
oh
now
my,
he's all grown up.
I know, and he's acting the same way as he did then. So, you know, yeah, I know. I think it'll be Governor Cuomo in 2023.
We welcome your letters panel@wamc.org. Alan, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll get back here. I will tell you that, so we're in the 178,000s.
Okay, so we need 17,000 people right now who will say,
1,700.
This is my station. I'm going to support it. I'm going to make sure it continues to exist. And a good piece of news is Anonymous from Pittsfield, Massachusetts, wants to add $3,750 to the challenge.
So that's 10, 5, and 3, right?
Right, that's what it is.
Okay, thank you.
And thanks again to Natalie Merchant. Today is Natalie Day.
1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC, 1-800-323-9262. We are looking to end the fun drive on this Friday morning. Where are you and can you help? 1-800-323-9262, $176,598 to go to end the entire WAMC fun drive.
Where were you, Daddy, during the great WAMC fun drive?
Where were you? A lot of challenge money, a lot that needs to be done. By the way, when you get the challenges and you don't make it, they go away. So then what? So, you know, this is if this
hell
is
of
assuming,
a situation.
This is assuming we make it. So $178,598 is what we need to go. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we will continue on. We will talk more about what's going on in the news, and we also will continue to fill the lockbox. WAMC.org, 1-800-323-9262. We do have some operators working.
Standing by.
Whistle aluminum. But we do, if you can, do it online, WAMC.org. But we really don't care. Do it however you need to do it.
Sure.
WAMC.org, 1-800-323-9262.
Everybody in the pool, let's go.
We'll be right back. All right. Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our panel discussion this morning. But we're also, and this is probably most important this morning, we are ending the fun drive. At least that is the intent. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. So, look, we have a $1 million goal for this fun drive. And right now, when you look at where we are in this, we need $164,348 to complete the fund drive. Alan made the very good point at the beginning of our conversation this morning that we made $200,000 last time, so if we can do that again, we can end the fund drive before the holiday weekend. I throw it over to you, sir.
And thank you for that, Joe. Anonymous of Rifkin, New York. You know, people say to me, well, come on now, you know, you have all these challenges. No. We were delighted when Natalie told us about her $10,000. But we also heard this morning from Amy and Matt Davidson of the J.M. Kaplan Fund. She loves the fund drive. And they put in, and we love her, they put in $5,000 more. And now Amber just walked in. I have my two colleagues here who will attest to this. Just walked in and handed me a purple piece of paper.
Yes.
And said, Anonymous of Rifkin, New York, $5,000 challenge. $5,000 challenge. And also, it is really quite a thing. So now we have $20,000 if we can make this, and we only have about an hour to do it.
Right, and it's $164,348. So yes, we understand it's a lot of money, but you know what? We've done it before. We can do it again. It's everybody coming together. It's everybody knowing that it's the end of the fun drive.
Everybody in the pool.
That's right. Get wet. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC.
And Joe, we heard from Cheryl in Yorktown Heights. I love WAMC. And Stephen of Clifton Park, New York, keep up the excellent programming. And Ken of Stillwater, New York, where everything runs deep. Thank you for your efforts. And Tina of Florence, Massachusetts, thank you, WAMC, for all you do. And Ann and John of Esperance, New York, this donation will be coming directly from our broker as part of our required minimum distribution for 2021, and that's because if anybody over the age of 72-year-old who are required to take a minimum distribution from their retirement fund, you can direct this to a nonprofit of your choice, including WAMC. Always consult with a tax professional. That's that. Those
your results may vary, not valid in Wisconsin.
They are. And we're doing pretty well here. Look, folks, we want to do it today. We want to do it for Joe. We want to do it for Kelly. We want to do it for all the people out there who love this radio station and who have put their total effort into making this happen. Let's face it. If you need what we need left, you've raised a lot of money this week.
Yeah, absolutely. Have raised a ton of money, and we're I don't think any of us in this room are thinking that what we need, what we have left, is a small amount. It's a huge amount of money. We know that, but we also know that we've done it before, and we know the possibilities, and we're hopeful that we can end the drive today and have it in our rearview mirror, as it were. $166,313.
Okay, 1-800-323-9262. Let me repeat it. Jot it down. Write it on your palm like you did in high school. 1-800-323-9262. Or you can go to wamc.org. Let me say that again, because it's so important, WAMC.org. Joe, you're taking a look at this as we count down, and you're gonna announce when we reach the next plateau, the 1,000.
That's right. I'll tell you when we're into the 150s. Right now, we're at 166.
Okay, that's a good thing.
I want to get to, just so we can bring in some of the letters, because we haven't done that a lot this week, and I would like to. And for some reason, I think I know why.
Yeah.
This Cuomo matter has elicited a lot of letters from our listeners.
Yeah.
And I would say, in my quick triage of the letters, would say that the listeners are mixed in their opinion. Let me share with you.
Please.
Peggy Joe says, thank you for your assessment of the governor. As I agree, as an ex-New Yorker and member of the medical profession, he helped save our country when the person who shall not be named is missing in action. Meanwhile, Florence says, all of you who are apologists for the governor, really? He wasted taxpayers' money on those terrible signs in the thruway and the Taconic touting tourism, made driving more dangerous actually, and really conveyed nothing. They were ridiculous. He hid problems with the Tappan Zee Bridge and the name change. What was that about? And the nursing home scandal, and then chasing skirts any chance he got, and typically blaming the victims of his sexual transgressions. Oh, poor him. The man is an arrogant fool.
Nobody's defending his actions.
No,
nobody's defending
that. We made
that,
clear. Yeah. We made that clear that we are not.
Right.
However, we were giving our assessment as to where he stood politically right now.
This is about politics, folks.
Yeah. Also, we got this from John. I hear all this language about how, quote, this is what we elected Cuomo to do. That sounds very much like the argument that Republicans made about Trump when they refused to hold him accountable. I feel like there is no way the panel would take such a blasé approach about Trump's behavior. A bit of double standard, don't you think, says John. Then we go to Jim. Cuomo deserves some censure, but in the upcoming fight/war with the Trumplicans, I want tough guy Andrew on our side.
Tough guy Andrew.
Robert says Cuomo is getting away with what? He's not convicted. I would not let Libby on my jury. I don't think you have that option, but
no.
Well,
but
you
good
realize,
for you.
You realize
I would want you on my jury.
Oh, okay.
You realize that Libby's getting blamed for both being too pro and too anti.
Right.
That's a pretty good place to be.
It is. It shows that I was right in the middle, and I'm just talking about the politics of the situation, which, you know, is different than the emotional response, the horribleness of his sexual harassment. But the politics of the situation is what it is.
So here's one more letter on that, which is, it is disappointing listening to the panel defend and praise Cuomo, who is a corrupt career and generational politician. Libby mentioned the government is still running. Is that all we have to come to expect? It is as if the panel is speaking as if they're nervous the Cuomo administration is listening. I think we know they're listening, and I don't think we're nervous, but that's okay.
We're not at all nervous. And by the way, he doesn't have any, he doesn't like me very much. No. That is for sure. And in fact, two of the worst things that he's ever done using the N-word was done when he is in conversation with me, and it made headlines around the world, and it almost knocked his block off. And then he also got into trouble for saying that he was on my show, that he was going to bring his mother up on a day that he told everybody not to travel.
To stay home,
that
yeah.
also made national headlines. So I have an answer to that letter.
The second part of it is Michael says, I put Trump in the subject line because it reminds me of the right just looking the other way to Trump's abhorrent behavior. Cuomo is just the New York Trump. He is just slightly more articulate, but the same corrupt, tough guy figure. I don't want to put words in your mouth, so I'll just, but in my way of defending you and what you said, it certainly seems that you're looking this, given that you are a communications specialist and you work in the field of communications, political communications. Your point was, and we said it over and over again, you're not endorsing this behavior, but the behavior with the electorate, and I gave the poll numbers, is working. I mean, meaning that his strategy right now,
right,
to get through what charges have been leveled against him is working.
That's right. It is working. And in the court of public opinion right now, it's working. I mean, he's going to have to be incredibly careful going forward. There's no two ways about it. But it is working. And I'm sorry, but to equate Andrew Cuomo with Donald Trump is the height of false equivalency. You might not like Andrew. You might not like the way he acts. You know, you might not. You certainly don't like, I hope, the allegations of sexual harassment. But we did put him in to run the government. That's what a governor does. There's a massive state government in New York State dealing with lots of different issues. And that's what government is supposed to do. And Andrew Cuomo, despite what you might think of him, is an incredibly smart guy. And Donald Trump is a savant in terms of marketing and self-promotion and narcissism. But in terms of having any grasp on policy, I think the way he handled COVID was absolutely clear that he had no grasp on policy. And look at the way Cuomo handled COVID. He was America's governor for a whole year. People throughout the country tuned in to Cuomo TV every day so there would be some sense of normalcy in their lives and some sense of reassurance that we were going to get through this. And you know what? For the most part, those of us who survived COVID, we have gotten through it and we are getting through it and we are opening back up and the economy is coming back. You know, that's why it's so important for everybody to get vaccinated. And I'm sure you'll get some letters on that one, too, Joe. I am clear on this, that everyone needs to be vaccinated. And once the FDA approves this as a regular vaccine.
Right. Not emergency.
It has to be mandated. And no anti-vaxxer should be entertained on this at all. This is real. I had COVID. It is not fun. Lynn had it much worse than I did. It is not fun. And it is real. And Andrew Cuomo made it real for people, but he also took steps to make life better.
Look, I gave him the nickname, and it's been picked up all over the place, which is Tough Guy Andrew. And I want you to know that's what he is. He's a tough guy. He's hard to like, you know, but he is who he is. And it'll continue. He'll continue to be that way. I think as a politician, he may be brutal and he may be brilliant. B&B. But I have to say, I get it. I get why he's where he is. And I'm not a happy camper about this whole thing. I wrote a column this weekend about him and Christopher, which is really quite a saga. On the show with me, he was consistently doing the Smothers Brothers routine about Mama always liked you more than she liked me, mm-hmm. You know, that kind of stuff. But it's a little sickening. It is a little sickening, and he is a tough guy. And when he's a tough guy, he's not nice. And when he's not nice, I don't like him.
1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC, 1-800-323-9262.
How are we doing, Joe?
How are we doing? I'm going to tell you exactly how we're doing.
Thanks, Joe.
We're at $160,862.
So that's not really, that's really not a lot. That's, what, 1,600 people, right? Is that right,
Joe? Correct, yep.
So think about that, 1,600 of us. And everybody does one thing, and we are done in no time at all. Now, we're going till 12 o'clock today, so we have lots of time to do it in. But I need you to be a leader. I need you to say, okay, let's you be a leader in your community, and you start it. And then that's the way it works. People hear each other, Joe, and then they say, oh, yeah, well, I can do that, too. I can do something. So our wonderful Natalie Merchant, $10,000 if we can do it. Amy and Matt Davidson, $5,000 more. Anonymous of Rifkin, New York, another $5,000, which just came in. And let's see here. Oh, now this is interesting. Just handed to me. Anonymous of Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
Oh.
An additional $3,750 for this. So that what does that bring our...
$21,500.
So there's now $21,500 on the table if we can do this and do it now. Now, I know that I'm not doing a good job, because if I was doing a good job, everybody would be calling. But right now, and I think there's something to the fact that a lot of people like this phase of what we do. It's a personal time. Then everybody gets to consider the value of WAMC. But if each person in their own space, in their own time, is doing that and saying, I want to be in on this, we'll be saved. As I have said so many times, S-A-V-E-D-I-M, S-A-V-E-D. Joe?
1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC to call us. We do have folks who are answering phones. We have about 10 of them, so that is certainly possible. If you can see your way to a computer or to a device or to the phone in your pocket, that is very helpful as well. Just go to WAMC.org and you can pledge online. We're in the 159,000 Z's.
That's great, Joe.
159,000 Z's.
Thanks for announcing that. That means
1,599.
Which is $1,599
yeah.
On the wall. 1-800-323.
Let's start singing that, everybody.
1-800-323-9262. Now, let's everybody consider what's at stake here. It's our radio station, and we all love it, and we all use it. And if everybody who uses it puts something, whether it's $5 or $5,000 in the pot, that would be great. That would be wonderful, and we would thank you so much for doing it.
1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC. So that's 1,599 people at $100 each, and we've got it.
That's not a lot. When you think about it, that really isn't a lot of people. I mean, we have tens of thousands of people listening to us right now. So wherever you are, you say, oh, yeah, yeah, okay, I get it. I'm going to do it, and you will, and we love you for it. 1-800-323-9262 or WAMC.org. Again, that's the preferred way, WAMC.org. And Joe, it's been a remarkable couple of days, and I want to thank everybody who has done something to help out here, because you are priceless.
1-800-323-9262. Absolutely priceless, and it's just so wonderful. You know, you hear people. You know, we used to have community centers in our country where people would go to talk things out, whether it be the barbershop or the coffee shop or the grocery store. And we get away from that because we order things online. And, of course, COVID didn't help at all.
And because your wife cut your hair.
Well, that's right. Oh. So
that's what happened in my house.
Is that a Roselle production?
Well, this is sort of growing out a little bit.
I see.
But you know, that's right. Roselle cuts my hair.
Yeah.
You know, this morning a terrible thing happened, I have to admit.
Oh, dear, what happened?
I forgot my cell phone. Now, you all recognize how much our cell phones have become part of our bodies?
It's like losing your wallet.
It's unbelievable. So there I am on Route 41, leading from Great Barrington to West Stockbridge. And all of a sudden I say, where's my cell phone? I pull the car over to the side of the road, And I know that I either have to go back and miss all the appointments that we've made here or go forward without it. And I went forward without it. And I have to say, you really are naked and alone.
You're feeling so, you feel like you're missing.
Well, that's right.
That
and no
key to life.
That's right. And no sooner did that happen, Libby, I'm going down the road. I pull onto Route 41, and three young deer run right in front of my car.
Well,
I missed them by an inch. The youngest of which is running across the road and does what I can only describe as a somersault. The deer did a somersault.
They were frolicking.
Well, no, they weren't frolicking. The deer was scared, obviously, and felt badly, and it just went head over heels, got up, and ran away. But that could have been it. And if it had happened that way, who could I have called and how?
Mm-hmm.
Hello? I mean, how do you do it then?
So, go to the nearest house at 3 a.m. or whatever time it was.
Well, it was six-ish.
Oh, all right. That's
it was six-ish, but still, being without a phone these days is really awful.
Now, we have to take a break. When we come back, we will continue. We're in the 158,000 Z's. 158,000 Z's. And we need you, 1-800-323-9262. Alan Chartok, Libby Post, I'm Joe Donahue. We welcome you to join us, WAMC.org.
So little to go.
I saw a web in the limbs of a tree. Oh, deathly child. Covered in leaves, pale, bloodless morning clock.
Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our panel discussion this morning. Alan Chartok, Libby Post, I'm Joe Donahue, and we are seeing a Friday morning through. And as we do that, we're talking a little bit about news. We're doing some panel stuff, but we're really concentrating on the lockbox and filling that lockbox and, yes, maybe even ending the fun drive.
We can do it. Catherine, the goat farmer, called Joe from Western Massachusetts.
I love goats.
Yeah, and she put $1,000 into the operation.
Nice.
And,
that's a challenge. That's
you think
great.
That's a challenge, yeah. That's what she said.
That's great.
Thanks to Catherine, the goat farmer. And Joe, this is really where we live. Let's face it. We all know where we live.
You know who else we heard from, Alan? You know, we don't really do this anymore.
No.
Not because we don't want to, just because of
sure.
COVID and all of the other things. But, we don't tend to do premiums and that kind of stuff. I mean, we have all the stuff online, but we don't do the very few items that we get. But our dear friend Jackie and Ron over at Mother Merrick's in Manchester Center, Vermont, called us up, and they said they really wanted to drive over. They say that Lemon Lulu has been a part of the fun drive since the very beginning. You know,
yep.
I think if you looked at we number every premium.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're up to like premium number 6,572. and if you were to get a premium today, it would be 6,074, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I believe Mother Merrick's Lemon Lulu is number 3.
Wow.
Yeah, so they've been from the very, very beginning. So they are offering...
That and Cow in a Bottle.
That's right. But I think they're all gone, right?
Yeah. I don't know that we ever had them.
Yeah, well, I mean, not today, but I mean I think they're gone.
Oh, you mean
they've
gone.
There's
no more cows.
Yeah, no, I think the cows have gone. Anyway, if you right now, Ron and Jackie have said if you call, you got to call because we have to keep track of them. We only have 20 of them, 20 Lemon Lulus. So if you call, you pledge $100, you get a Lemon Lulu. So if you're just going to call anyway, you get a Lemon Lulu mm-hmm. cake. They'll send it to you. It's beautiful. It's great. It's an amazing cake. It's fantastic. So it's a wonderful way and a way of thanking you and all ways of getting us
to the
end of the drive. You have to call because we have to keep track of them because we only have 20.
1-800-323-9262. If you want one of them Lemon Lulu cakes, you have to call and announce yourself and say, "Mark me down." Do you remember, Joe or Libby, do you remember the old children's book in which the band was going to play when some celebrity came to town, but somebody was sucking on a lemon so nobody could play their instrument. You don't remember that story?
No, I do not.
You don't remember that one either, Joe?
No. I don't.
I yeah. think it was I from want the 40s. To. What do you think, Joe?
I don't know.
I think it was before our time.
This was a children's book?
Yes, a children's book. Yes, yes, it was. And you may be right, Libby. Although, you know, that smacks of ageism a little
bit.
Yeah,
well, you know how it is. Yeah. You were my professor, let's not forget.
I was, for many
semesters.
Many courses. Right. In fact, there are those people who think Libby majored in Shartok.
Yes.
Well, 3 semesters, 3 classes. One a semester.
That's a lot.
It is.
I'm trying to see even anything that would come close, but it doesn't matter. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC.
Okay, we're getting close now. We're getting closer to ending the fund drive. If you want to end the fund drive, you'll do what we need you to do, which is to pick up a phone and dial 1-800-323-9262 or go to WAMC.org. And remember this, if you're on your way out of town for some reason, there should be something in your head which says, oh, wait, I knew I had something to do. Let's see, it's like, did I leave the stove on?
Right.
Oh, yes, that's what it was.
Call the dog sitter?
I have to get to WAMC.
Yeah.
Right, Libby, you are so prescient. I have to do what I have to do to get into WAMC.
Now, that's if you're going out of town.
Yeah, if you're coming into town.
What if you're coming into town from one of those second homers?
Yeah, look, we love our second homers, and they are citizens, and they do pay taxes. Believe me, they pay taxes. And I do know that they are basically good, warm people, and they know that when they come up here, WAMC is their constant companion from the minute they get here, and many of them write it and say that they listen in New York City. Somebody wrote me a letter yesterday and said that when I say something like that, it sounds like I'm being competitive with, WNYC in New York. Who, me?
That's very unlike you.
You mean who, you, in terms of being competitive?
Who? When you're a twin, competition is your middle name. 1-800-323-9262.
But they've been getting such good press lately.
Who has?
WNY.
No, you're right, Joe. They haven't. The New York Times has really beaten them up quite badly. But that's another whole story. And why would I say anything bad about another public radio station, no matter what their problems?
1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC, 1-800-323-9262. It's the small things, ladies and gentlemen, but I would say, just by looking at where we are right now, we got a long way to go, no question about it, but we're $3,500 away from being... of having $150,000 left in the drive. So we started needing $250,000 this morning. And now would be $150,000 to go in the entire drive. And that's just $3,500. I know we're not chunking it up, but that's just a little thing. So we're really close to $150,000 to go, which means that collectively, as a group, as a family, as a community, $850,000.
Or you could look at it this way. Just assume that you are looking down on a piece of paper.
Yes.
And on that piece of paper are a lot of little dots. Dot, 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 and then dot, 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 and then under that, dot, 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 and under that, dot, 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 don't you see? As Festus would say, and then under that, dot, 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 and under that, dot, 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 dot. Now, why am I saying this?
I don't know.
I know you don't.
But you'll tell me.
I'm going to tell you now, because you, ladies and gentlemen, are one of the dots. You are one of those dots. If you add all those dots together, what do you have? You have the Benny Goodman Quartet. No.
Oh,
if you add all of those dots together, then you have... what is success for us? That's what it is. It's success. And we want all the dots to start or to...
To coalesce, to make a picture, to come together and make the image of the completion of what we're looking at.
That's why you're so smart. You're right. That's exactly right.
It's just kind of BS, yeah, but okay, sure. Yeah. It's fine. 1-800-323-9262. 1-800-323-WAMC. All right, we have to talk about some news here.
That's
and
very important.
We'll do this. 1-800-323-9262. Libby's got to go in a little bit, so we have to get this in before she has to go and actually earn her... earn her paycheck. You've been a wonderful co-host, though, this morning. We love having you here all by yourself.
It's really great to be back in the studio. That's all I have to say.
It's nice seeing everybody. It really is.
It's
don't even realize how weird it was until everybody comes back. All right, let's talk about the Biden budget. How does that sound? 1-800-323-9262 while you call in and get your lemon Lulu and help us finish this up. So Biden is proposing $6 trillion budget to make the U.S. more competitive. The president's plans to invest in infrastructure, education, health care, and more would push federal spending to its highest sustained levels since World War II. So Libby Post, how does that work? Is it can you sell that to the American people, and can you get it passed in the House and Senate?
I think you can sell it to the American people. The American people wanted the infrastructure plan, and the Republicans are hearing that, and they're coming back with their own they're actually negotiating. I think what Joe Biden has done is gone in high on both, knowing that those numbers were not going to be palatable, or and that he wouldn't have to negotiate down to what he really wanted. And this shows that he is a master of the process, and he knows what he's doing. So a $6 trillion budget is a big number. I can't even fathom what that means, except that it means support for families who need it, infrastructure, all those different kinds of things. And I think we will have a budget that's less than that, but more than the Republicans really want to settle for, because the people want this money. The people want government to do the right thing. That's why when you see the whole list that Joe Biden was holding up yesterday when he was in Cleveland of senators and congressmen who voted no on the infrastructure plan, and now we're taking credit for it. So, and which gives the Democrats going into the midterm elections great ammunition. So, I think he knows exactly what he's doing. We'll end up with a healthy budget, maybe not $6 trillion, but I'm thinking it'll be bigger than a breadbasket and bigger than we've ever had before.
Alan, it seems like there's two ways of looking at this. This is one of those things that we cannot afford to do as the American people. We simply cannot afford it, or we can't afford not to do it.
Right.
Well, look, Joe Biden is a guy who I'm very pleased to say I was really very supportive of when he was running in the primaries and then for president. I think, while the station, of course, never endorses anybody, right, we don't do that. But from a personal position, I thought he was the guy to get this stuff done. And he's eating their lunch. Because now, they have to be opposed to putting money and bread and food on people's tables. And they don't know what to do with themselves. They have even come back on a couple of occasions and say, OK, we'll compromise with you a little bit, which is different from their experience in the land of no. So, Libby, from a political point of view, from a political contest point of view, he is eating their lunch because they can't justify their being from the land of no.
And they also can't justify saying no to the January 6th commission.
Oh, boy. That is something
else. It is really a disgusting display of self-preservation, or seeming self-preservation, because they don't want to get Trump upset. But, you had Officer Sicknick's mother there, his partner there yesterday. You had them. When I read the story this morning, it reminded me of back in the 90s. Mm. Meeting with Dale Volcker around the hate crimes bill.
He was a senator,
a Republican senator from Western New York.
Me, he didn't like.
And we had a guy who had just gotten beaten up for being gay, and he came up to talk to Senator Volcker, and we thought maybe that would move him. No, it didn't move him. It was the same thing these Republicans. They're not being moved because it's about their own political survival and not what's right for the country. I'm hoping that the House just puts together their own investigation and leave, if we have to leave the Senate out because they won't pass the bipartisan bill, some senators will participate and we'll have an investigation and we'll find out what happened that day. To think that, oh, it was just tourists, or we can't prove that it was Trump people. Who are they kidding? Who are they kidding?
We saw Trump down at the other end of the avenue.
That's right.
Telling
he was watching
it. There.
Right. And he was watching it in a tent with his family. So it's the same thing. It's the same thing with the budget, with this commission. These Republicans only want to serve themselves. They don't want to serve the people. They don't want the truth. And they're scared of Trump. Mm-hmm. And they've got to find a backbone.
But, you know, similar to our conversation earlier about Governor Cuomo and just sort of moving ahead and forgetting that all of the other stuff, it's like when you put your hands over your ears and go, and you're not hearing what's going on. I mean, that's pretty much what the Republicans are doing in this case. But I don't know if it can be as effective in the communication in the political sense, because we all saw it. We saw it on January 6th. It's only May 28th. It wasn't that long ago.
Joe, 73 million people voted for this character. And they're there. It all has to do with the fact that they do not want people of color.
Right.
They do not want Hispanics. They want it the way that it used to be, where the white people ruled everything. That's what this is all about.
Absolutely. It's always been about race for these folks. And, you know, it comes down to what's going on. You can even look at local school districts and what's going on. I mean, we have the situation in Cambridge where somebody wrote Mein Kampf was their favorite book in the yearbook. But you have what's going on in Saratoga Springs, where the school district is being ripped apart because some people want to talk about race. And others are like, no, we can't tell our children that white people have a responsibility to end racism. That would be too much for them to handle. That would be too much for them to bear. Like, you know, this is our legacy to our kids.
I remember when Roselle started the first Holocaust unit in the United States for high school students. And the ADL printed, I think, 50,000 of her book. And it was around there. She got pushback from people who thought it was not nice to Germans. You know, I mean, look, there's always going to be resistance to this kind of putting it on the table and telling the truth.
1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC, 1-800-323-9262. All right, so Libby, I know you have to go.
No, say it isn't so, Libby.
Yeah, I do. I'm sorry.
All right,
where are you going? Exactly?
But I think
I have to go to work.
You work?
But you'll
I work.
But you'll be back. No, you won't be back on Tuesday or Monday because we're away.
Right,
Monday
or
Tuesday.
So Tuesday, but we'll probably
see. We'll see around. Make it happen.
We'll see
you prefer you didn't go, Libby.
I know.
I think it's a rank disloyalty for a guy who you took three courses with. Yeah. You know.
Well, that's the exact thing, Alan. I took three courses with you.
Oh, that's why.
Okay.
It's okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. She learned how to, you know, put her foot down and say, I have to go. All right. So I just want you to know, Libby, that we have $147,674 to go.
So that's 1,467, right?
$147,674, so that's 1,476 people.
Right.
Yeah.
That's so great. Yeah. Come on, folks. Let's do this.
No, we don't. It's not let's. It's we have to. We have to preserve what we have all built. What we didn't figure, we knew we couldn't come back on Saturday, Sunday, Monday because people would be out of town and the rest of it. We knew that. But what we didn't figure on is that people were already getting in their cars and leaving. That's wrong. That's just wrong. If we have to be here, so do you.
And that includes you, Libby.
And folks, when you're driving, have somebody else get on the phone to go on to WMC.org to give or pull over.
Yeah,
but
pull
don't
over.
Do it while you're driving, please.
No.
Yes. Okay. Libby.
That would be wrong.
Bless you. Love to you. Love to Lynn. Be well. Thank you very much. Good to see you. It's wonderful to have you back in the studio. Take care of yourself.
Wish you were here.
We are going to go to a break. We'll come back. We'll set the table once again when we come back. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
Bus may be
her voice is absolutely beautiful and haunting. Just incredible.
Today is Natalie Merchant Day.
Natalie Day. She pledged $10,000, and we want to make that so. Look, we have
We can't let Natalie down.
We cannot let Natalie down. We have $144,000.
That would be wrong.
Dollars left. $144,000 left. Which is, look, that's a lot of money. We know it's a lot of money, but we can do it. We've done it before. We can do it again. I just want to say all the lemon lulus are gone. We moved the lulus.
The lulus are gone.
The lulus are gone. But we have, look, we still have the food pantry. To
explain that, will you please?
Yeah, I sure will. I'll tell you,
I sure will.
It's a wonderful thing for every donation of $100 to WAMC's fund drive. In honor of the food pantries for the Capital District, WAMC will make personal hygiene products available for the summer months.
Now, what's personal hygiene like? Toilet paper?
Well, yes, but it's deodorant, it's shampoo, it's powder, it's things that SNAP doesn't pay for.
Right.
So if you are getting what used to be food stamps, now called SNAP, and you go in, you cannot get those items through this. So a lot of people come in needing those items from the food pantries, and there's a great call in the food pantries for those things because people also want to be, you know, clean and hygienic. So toothpaste, toothbrushes, toilet paper, pads, things that all the things that you can think of when you think of personal hygiene, your shampoo and deodorant. So all of that stuff, which is really difficult because you can't get it through the SNAP benefits, are things that people come to the food pantries, the 65 food pantries that the food pantries of the Capital District work with. And so what we're saying is if you pledge $100 for the summer months, we'll take care of the personal hygiene products for you. So that is what you're doing. Now, what we have seen is this just burst of generosity, Alan, where people have said, well, I don't want to just help one family. I want to help two, three, four, five families.
Yes.
And each at $100. So we have, again, don't think I'm telling tales out of school. We had a certain number allotted. We went through that. We had another number allotted. We went through that. Now we have another number allotted, and hopefully we're trying to help as many people as we possibly can, and we're doing it with your support. So it's as simple as that. 1-800-323-9262.
I heard from James Barber, who used to be the head of OBMed, who said
he's a nice guy.
So proud of WAMC for doing this. That's really nice.
Really great. And for, for helping the food pantries. Natasha Pernicka, who is the director of the food pantries, will be with us on Tuesday and talking about the great work they do. They have a food summit coming up on Wednesday. So very exciting stuff that we'll be working on.
And we are hearing from so many people. Let me read a few.
Please do.
Janice said, second donation. Don't need 11 Lulu. Just want to say thanks for being there. Janice, we love you for that.
Everyone needs 11 Lulu, but we're out of them.
And Leslie from Albany, New York. Love the station. Keeps me sane and focused. Feels like a family. I love that, Leslie. You couldn't have said it better. And Juliet from Heath, Massachusetts. Everybody, every little bit helps. Thank you for being there and being consistent. And Charlotte from Red Hook says, thank you for always being there. Your show is so much a part of my life. It helps to keep us informed and connected. And so Laura from Schenectady says, part of the family. Thank you, capital letters, for bringing us together 24/7, 365, like a security blanket. Just tune in. We are never alone. And Anne of Plainfield, Massachusetts, I've been listening and contributing since 1979. And the gathering on Mount Greylock, I like that. We announced we're going to have a little picnic on Mount Greylock. Not that many people showed up, but clearly Anne was there from Plainfield. WAMC has only gotten better while the world has gotten even more challenging. Right, Anne, you're terrific. Thank you for that.
All right, Alan, we have to go do some official business with the FCC,
please.
Let them catch up on some underwriting, do a station ID. When we come back, we'll continue. 1-800-323-9262, 1-800-323-WAMC, $140,764 to go in the entire fund drive.
How much?
$140,764 in the entire fund drive.